Hey everyone, welcome to the GotCrypt.com podcast. You know, on the podcast, many times we've had guests from different places. We've had guests from Alberta, which is, you know, ridiculous. We've had guests from Newfoundland. We've had guests from Vancouver, guests even from as far away as New Zealand and Australia. But today we have a very special guest for a very special reason on the line, direct, unbelievably, from Thailand. Becky Blixrud, how are you doing?
Spidey Ka, which is, I am fine, thank you.
Nice, that's awesome. I was actually going to look up some Thai phrases to say when we did this, and I completely forgot until you just said that.
Madanai, it's okay.
Yes, represent, as the kids say. So, this is awesome. Because you're in Thailand, what are the odds? Tell us, first of all, okay, so I think that we knew you were going on a trip, but, you know, and I think we knew you were going to South America, and I think we knew that changed and that you were going to Thailand. So based on that assumption that we've heard that you were going to Thailand before, what are you doing in Thailand? How long are you going to be there? Talk to me.
Okay, I am volunteering with ADRA Thailand, which is Adventist Development and Relief Agency, and I'm living at their shelter for girls. It's called Keep Girls Safe. There's actually two parts to the program, to the Keep Girls Safe program. One is a shelter where girls that are highest risk for being trafficked are allowed to come stay here if they choose to come stay here, but they're offered the opportunity to come here, get all their meals, have all their clothes, school, everything paid for, and then they can also go on to vocational training school after they finish the equivalent of like high school. And they also get like life skills training here, like they learn about farming and gardening and about raising chickens and all sorts, like they do all sorts of different activities here at the shelter. The other part of the project is they actually have a community office where there's a bunch of staff that go out into the hill tribe villages, which are like the really, really remote little villages where, you know, there's some barefoot children running around and like chickens running everywhere and just like National Geographic at its finest. The ADRA staff go out to those villages and they do vocational training, and they also identify girls that need to be at the shelter, and they also identify girls that are at risk of dropping out of school, and they provide them with a scholarship to keep them in school. And there's the teachers at the schools can also call ADRA and say, hey, we've got some kids that like their parents recently passed away and they're living with a grandparent, and if you could provide them with a scholarship, that means they'll stay in school. But for a lot of kids, if their parents get sick or die, or if something like major happens in their family, like they get really into debt, it means that the kids have to drop out of school. So ADRA is basically doing everything they can to keep girls in school. And if the situation that they're living in is really unsafe, then they bring them here. So we've got a lot of girls who their parents, they're either orphaned or their parents are like addicted to various legal substances.
Right.
We've got girls that their parents are in jail. Some girls, their parents are just like extremely, extremely poor, and their parents were like trying to sell their kids or something. Like every child has like the craziest story ever.
Wow.
So what I'm doing when I'm here is I'm teaching English and I'm helping edit the reports that have been translated from Thai into English. And I'm doing like drafting policies and memos and different things for the ADRA head office that they don't have time to do. They sometimes will email me little projects to work on and stuff. So it's been a lot of fun teaching the staff and the kids English.
So what kind of like, if you're teaching people English, are they just like strictly Thai-speaking people? Do they have any concept of English whatsoever?
Yes, they learn English in school. Basically here, like if you know English, you have a way better chance of getting a decent job. And a lot of the girls in their vocational training are going into like tourism or hospitality, like hotel management and things like that. So knowing English is a huge benefit to them when it comes to getting work. So that's kind of why they wanted me here. But they do learn a little bit of English in school, but they don't have a lot of opportunity to practice or to talk with people. And the staff here don't know a lot of English. They know enough that they can kind of get their point across, but their vocabulary is pretty limited. Yeah. So we play a lot of charades. A lot.
That's awesome.
Yes. So the girls, like the, between my really, really, really terrible Thai and their limited English, we can have like some conversations, but there's always a lot of like singing and dancing and actions involved.
Nice. So Thailand, you can't go to Thailand without me asking you about the food.
Oh, the food's freaking amazing. Oh my Buddha, you would love it here. Yes. Yes, I did.
Oh, my word. Oh, my goodness. Oh, good day. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, talk about the food while I regain my composure.
I don't know. I think we should talk about this Buddha thing.
Oh, my word. Oh, my goodness.
I have to give credit to my friend here in Thailand. His name is Win. And he's like, you know, Buddhist and Thai, and we were hanging out one day, and he's like, "Oh my Buddha," and I'm like, and I did the same thing he just did, just like busting out laughing, and I'm like, from then on, it's been like my favorite thing ever.
That's amazing. If you see Win, oh, tell him that I just think that's amazing.
I will. I will. And I'm pretty sure that OMB is like the best acronym ever.
That is pretty sweet. I gotta use that from now on.
Yes. When I'm really, really shocked at something, I'll say to the staff, I'm like, "Oh my Buddha," and they also laugh every time I say it. It's still funny. I'm gonna keep using it until it stops being funny.
Nice. I don't think that will ever stop being funny. Anyways, I digress. Food.
Food is crazy. Okay, first of all, there's no such thing as like breakfast food or like lunch or supper food. It's all just anytime. You just eat with it. Nice. All the time. Whatever. Nice. Like, for example, this morning for breakfast, we had fried fish. And when I say fried fish, I mean the whole fish was on the plate. Head, tail, eyeballs. The whole fish. Nice. And you just eat that sucker and you just be happy about it.
Awesome. Awesome.
And no, we have rice at every meal, as you can probably imagine.
Yeah.
Did you see my picture on Facebook of like the giant truckload of rice that we had dropped off at the shelter?
I'm not sure. I'll have to double check that.
Yeah. When basically like a year's supply of rice for the shelter, like they just kept bringing in more and more and more like giant sacks of rice. And I took a picture because I'm like, this is all the rice in China. When people say, like, I wouldn't do that for all the rice in China, this is how much that is.
Nice.
No, so we eat rice at every meal, and we have a lot of fish. They eat a lot of meat here.
Hmm.
Like, way more than I would have anticipated. We have, like, fish or chicken pretty much at every meal.
Hmm.
Including breakfast. And there's, we eat a lot of green leafy vegetables in various forms, mostly steamed or stir fried.
Right, right.
The food is really good, but there's like varying levels of spiciness. Like there's like your, you know, like, oh, this is spicy and my nose is running a little bit. And then there's like, my head is dizzy and my ears are numb, like spicy. And I'm not even kidding. Like for the first couple times we went to this one little restaurant thing, like we were eating this beef dish And I would eat it and I would start to feel dizzy. And I thought, man, I'm like the biggest wimp in the world. Like, or am I allergic to this? Or like, I don't understand. Like, something's going on here and I'm not sure what it is, but this food tastes really good, so I'm going to keep eating, but right. I feel really weird.
Right.
And then, so after the first couple times, I didn't say anything, but then one of the house moms, she said something about her ears. She was like pointing to her ears and she's like, I can't, they're asleep, they're asleep. And I'm like, it's happening to you too? I'm like, it actually, some of the spice is so hot that like, you're like, you can't feel your cheeks and your ears. Like, is wow. that not weird?
That's crazy.
I don't know. They make this one really, really amazing salad called, the English name for it is papaya papa. And they take a green papaya mm-hmm. and they shred it into like little tiny pieces. And then they add fish oil, lime, a bunch of chili peppers and garlic and those. And they like smash it all together with a mortar and pestle.
Okay.
What else do they add to it? Like all sorts of different like salt and spices and stuff. And peanuts. And they have this one fruit that's actually really, really horribly bitter, but they slice that up and they put it in there and they smash it up. So it has like a hint of bitterness to it, but it's really spicy. But when you drink water, the water tastes really, really sweet because yeah. that weird little bitter fruit. Like if you eat it and then you drink water after, it tastes really, really sweet in your mouth.
Huh. Cool.
Yeah. Really random.
Does that really, really bitter fruit work on other foods or is it just water?
I think it's mostly just water.
Gotcha.
They eat bitter food here. Like there's this giant cucumber thing that's from China and it's really, really bitter, but they tell me it's good for me, so I eat it.
Nice.
It's kind of weird because it is like Indian food in the sense that you have rice and then you put like a saucy, meaty, vegetable-y substance like on the rice.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's different, like totally different spices.
Okay.
Like, they use like onions and garlic and stuff, but they don't use cumin or like it does not taste the same at all.
Right, right, yeah.
Thai food tastes like fire.
Nice. Nice.
One of my first sentences in Thai was, I'm on fire. I'm on fire. My fly rod, my fly rod, my fly rod.
So there is snow in Prince George now, which is kind of funny because it's also officially winter in Thailand. How is the weather?
As you can see on Skype, I am wearing a long sleeve hoodie.
This is true.
Yes. I don't know if I've climatized or if the weather actually has gotten colder, but like when I first got here, I was just sweating all the time, as you can just imagine. But now it's actually quite cool at night, and in the mornings it's quite cold, so I put a sweater on. I mean, I still wear shorts, and by the afternoon it heats up a bit.
Yeah.
But I'm about as far north as you can possibly get in Thailand.
Oh, okay.
So that it's not as hot here as it would be down in like Phuket or the kind of the touristy places.
Right. So what kind of temperatures are we talking about?
At night, it probably is about +8 or +10.
Oh, okay, wow.
And then in the afternoon, sometimes it would probably get up to like +20. When I first got here, it was getting up to like +25, plus around there, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's surprisingly, it's not as hot as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. So what kind of crazy Thai experiences, or as I'll refer to them from now on, Thai experiences take I was hoping that was going to work out better than it did. Still, what kind of wonderful Thai experiences can you share with us?
I've had many crazy Thai experiences. One of which is when I went on a staff retreat / convention conference thing down to a place called Hua Hin. There was like, I don't know. This was like 60 or so staff in Adra, Thailand, and we all met and went to this one place and did all, like, shared information about what all the different projects are doing, and then went and did some fun activities. And wow, I just really felt like I was in Asia the entire time. There was karaoke, there was like Thai movies playing on the bus for like 17 hours straight. Nice. At really high volume levels.
Nice.
There was, I had an Asian roommate for that week. That was pretty intense. They shower 2 times a day. They're obsessed with personal hygiene, but everything around them is like not clean and not sanitary.
Right.
But they are like really, really super obsessed with like cleanliness, like personal hygiene. So, you know, it's like 4 in the morning. My Thai roommate gets up, showers, and it gets ready for the day, because, you know, our first, we had to get up at like by like 6:30. Right. I'm like, that's ridiculously overkill. But anyway, and then she proceeds to ask me in broken Thai and broken English why I'm not getting up to shower.
Nice. Like,
I'm tired. That's why. It is 4 in the morning. No one needs to shower that badly. I don't care if you haven't showered in a year. I'm getting up at 4 in the morning to shower.
See, this goes back to, you know, you being in the anti-shower lobby. This goes back to you being pirate here. This is a flashback now.
maybe.
Sorry, go on with the story.
Let's see. Squat toilets? That's a really crazy experience I think everyone needs to have in their life.
Okay, yeah.
I had a sleepover the other night at my coworker's house. She and her mom and her little brother and her sister have a house, and I went and slept over, and they're like, it was kind of cool to see what like a Thai house actually looks like, because the place I'm in now is like Thai living, but it was funded by Norwegian money, so it's like the Hilton of, you know, Thai houses. Like, right. We have Western toilets here.
Yeah.
And like a nice kitchen and stuff. So it was cool to see her house, and she cooked me a bunch of their traditional hill tribe food.
Okay.
That was really, really tasty. And I cooked them some mashed potatoes.
Nice. That must have been a treat for them.
Yeah, they liked them. They ate lots of them, so that's good. But I didn't know what they think. I thought they might think it's disgusting, but they seem to like it.
Did you have to like put a ton of spice in there to make it palatable for them?
I think they added a fair amount of like spicy sauce on top of the potatoes. Yeah.
Nice.
Fun. What else has happened? Oh, like just like funny things, like especially with like the language barrier. There's always a certain amount of like smiling and nodding and like trying to guess what the other person's saying. And one of the house mothers was talking to me at lunch one day, and she kept saying, you know, elephant chicken, you eat the elephant chicken. And I was like, I have no idea what you're trying to tell me right now. Like, not the slightest clue. And after a really, really long time, we both think of the word for turkey.
Ah. So the turkey is the elephant chicken.
Apparently, I don't know.
Nice.
But instead of saying like big chicken, she's like the elephant chicken. I've also had like similar experiences with the time I thought I had lice, and I was trying to ask the house mom, like, do I have lice? Can you please check my hair for lice? And I think she thought I wanted her to like tweezer my hair out or something. I don't know. There was a really bad miscommunication there.
Nice.
Turns out I didn't have lice, so it was okay.
Excellent. That's good to hear.
Yeah. Don't know. Every day. The kids, the girls here like to feed me random stuff. Like when we go for walks, they'll like pick leaves off of plants and they're like, oh, you can eat it. You can eat it. You know, they're saying in Thai and they like, and I bite into it and it's like the most bitter thing you've ever tasted in your life. Or it's like, you know, just disgusting. And then they laugh and laugh and laugh hysterically because they've convinced me to eat it.
Right.
And I make bad faces when it's really bitter and really sad. But now I know that they're gonna do that, but I do it just to go along with the game.
Right.
They really
right.
like it.
Nice. So how much longer are you in Tainese for?
I am here until December 27th.
Okay.
I landed on September 28th and I fly out December 27th. So I'm here the exact maximum number of days my visa allows me to be in the country.
Nice. So any plans for the coming year? Any crazy travel-ish planned stuff?
Like I was planning originally on going on a mission trip for a year. And then those plans got shortened down to 3 months. And then... But now, no, I'm thinking about maybe going away again, maybe coming back here.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. I have nothing set in stone yet. But I've been learning Thai, and it would be kind of cool to actually like keep learning and build on what I know. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But well, if I come back here, you should come and visit me.
Yeah, I'll make sure that I. Anyways, I will, if you do go back and I don't get the chance to go to Thailand to visit you, I will, find my closest Thai food restaurant and go eat some pseudo Thai food, since I'm sure that the Thai food here in Prince George probably isn't as good as the Thai food that you have in Thailand.
I'm going to try and learn how to cook some and make you some when I get back, but they don't have all the same vegetables, but I'll try and make it work.
You mean they don't use like broccoli and carrots over there? What's the matter with
they
those
do.
People?
They do though. They use broccoli and carrots, but they have weird stuff here that I've like never seen in Canada. So
I'll have to check the organic section at Superstore and see if they have any authentic Thai vegetables. This portion of the podcast brought to you by Superstore. Anyways,
product placement. I have an exciting moment that happened in my life.
Yeah.
I had a giant cart full of raw chicken, and I was in the Thai equivalent of Walmart.
Yeah.
And I was helping grocery shop. And by helping, I mean I was destroying the store because I lost control of the cart and I ran into a display of fish crackers and the display fell down and fish crackers went everywhere.
Nice.
And I did not know how to say that I was sorry for spilling their fish crackers. And the girls that were helping us grocery shop came like running and put the display back together. And there was like... I was so embarrassed. I was like, I'm pretty sure it was beet red. I was so horrified that I just like caused this giant wreck in the middle of the store. And then after that, the girls called me King Kong for quite a while.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yes, and it's good to see they've been keeping up on their movies. I'm like, thank you. Thank you for that. I've also been called Mr. Bean because in church, the only words that I know to the hymns are hallelujah, like in the Mr. Bean movie.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, like, a plethora of nicknames of the choir, none of which are for good reasons.
That is awesome.
There's a game that me and the house mom play. And when we see white people or tourists or something, we point at them and yell Falung, and then you shout out how many points you've gotten that day because they call white people Falung.
Yeah.
And Falung is like the Thai name for like guava or something. It's like some like white like some fruit that's green on the outside and white on the inside.
Yeah.
And they call all foreigners guava. I guess it's like calling like a person from New Zealand a Kiwi kind of thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But they, I'm a Fulang, and so we have a game where we like, we see how many Fulang we can see in like a shopping day or, you know, when we're traveling.
Nice.
And if they have bad hair, you get extra points.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yes. It's a game that translates well into all languages.
It's true.
We can play sometime.
It's just true. That's very, very true. Yeah. That would work anywhere in the world.
Yes.
Anyways, I'm going to stop recording now because my life isn't totally back to normal yet. And but it's just an excuse for us to chat again sometime about your Tainese experiences. I'm loving calling this Tainese too, just because apparently I'm racist. But anyways, well, thanks very much for chatting and for doing this from Thailand. Unbelievably, technology is actually good when it works. How cool is that? Yeah. Thanks very, very much for the chat, and please take us out of here.
This has been a gotgrip.com podcast.
From Thailand.
From Thailand.
Bye, everybody.